A typical day at the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office begins with an all-staff meeting to review the morning's caseload. For Dr. Bridget Utenier, it's going to be a busy day.
I have a variety of cases today. I have a gentleman who was shot multiple times by another outside of his residence, so it's a likely homicide.
Utenier dons her protective clothing and face mask. Her day includes multiple homicides, so she swapped one of her cases with another doctor. He'll be doing some simpler examinations.
Anytime we have a number of homicides in a day, that can increase the complexity of the day.
Utenier is one of 10 forensic pathologists working full-time here, but 10 doctors for the nearly 5,000 death investigations that pass through the office means long days and creative scheduling.
With the economy downturn, we lost 3 of those positions, and we've been straddling 8 to 10 physicians for the last 5 years.
Dr. Jeff Johnson is Maricopa County's chief medical examiner. He says keeping up with the work and staying fully staffed is important. The reports his office generates impact a lot of people, from homicide investigators and public health officials to the deceased's loved ones.
It's not that any individual exam takes us any longer, it's just that there's too many of them. So we still try to prioritize based on the best interest of the public.
Johnson insists these staffing challenges haven't impacted the quality of the autopsy reports his office releases. What suffers is turnaround time, and Maricopa County isn't alone.
The estimate is that we're at about 50% of the forensic pathologists needed to adequately supply the demand in this country.
David Fowler is with the National Association of Medical Examiners. Despite what you may see on TV glamorizing the profession,
we're finished rendering the laser scan of the Great Pumpkin surface.
He explains there are typically just 40 physicians a year that graduate with the right credentials. There are several reasons behind this imbalance, but a lot of it boils down to money. On average, forensic pathologists are paid about 2/3 of what a general pathologist makes. So if you're going to do this job, you've got to be passionate about it. But if that is you, you're in high demand.
Everybody's going to be forced to try and protect their staff from being poached by another office. And if you don't do that, you're going to lose staff. The workload goes up. You end up with a very rapid downward spiral.
So what's a medical examiner's office to do to stay on top of things? Well, that's a question officials in Maricopa County are taking very seriously.
And then the medical examiner, the next chart you see, some statistics regarding their caseload information. The medical examiner.
In a recent budget meeting, county supervisors approved $1.5 million in additional funding for the ME office for the coming year so they can better compete for employees. Included is an adjustment to maintain industry competitive salaries. And while that's still less than the average hospital pathologist, officials hope a $10,000 moving package, 6 weeks of paid vacation, and a lower caseload threshold might convince someone to come here rather than another major city. As for Dr. Jeff Johnson at the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office, he's confident this will help his office in the short term. But
it's a stress on the office, and it's continued to be a stress on the office.
In the end, he says, the medical profession as a whole needs to rethink training practices and expose students to forensic pathology earlier in their med school experience. Hopefully then, he adds, more people will consider a glamorous career in forensics. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.